This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other senior figures from the ruling party have been detained in an early morning raid. This is according to a spokesman for the governing National League for Democracy. The movement comes after days of escalating tensions between the civilian government and the powerful military. Tension stirred fears of a coup in the aftermath of an election that the army says was fraudulent. The spokesman told Reuters news agency by phone that Aung San Suu Kyi, the president of Myanmar, and other leaders had been taken in the early hours of the morning. He called for the people of Myanmar not to respond rashly and exhorted them to, quote, act according to the law. The spokesman said he, too, expects to be detained. At least 12 people have died, including 7 children, after 2 vessels sank close to a port on Colombia's Pacific coast. This is according to a naval official on Sunday. Officials are investigating the cause of the accident. The vessels sank on Saturday close to Tumaco, Colombia's second most important Pacific port. The 2 vessels were filled with passengers when they set off from Tumaco towards San Jose del Guayabo, according to officials in the area. Local residents and fishermen are reported to have saved 36 of the passengers. A bus carrying teachers back to their homes outside Havana, Cuba, crashed over the weekend, leaving at least 10 dead and more than 20 injured, including 2 children. On Saturday, the bus left Cuba's capital to Mayabec province and careened off the highway, plunging off a bridge that crosses a dry ravine about 42 kilometers outside Havana. The teachers on board had been returning to their provinces after working in Havana. You can follow this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Clashes broke out Sunday in the impoverished Lebanese city of Tripoli. It was the latest violence between security forces and protesters furious at the economic fallout of strict coronavirus lockdown measures. Protesters took to the streets of Lebanon's second city after an otherwise calm weekend that followed days of angry demonstrations that left one person dead and 400 others wounded. On Sunday afternoon, a few hundred demonstrators had gathered in central Tripoli's Al-Nur Square after calls on social media for people to rally in solidarity. And later on Sunday evening, youths gathered outside government buildings with police lobbing tear gas from the roofs to disperse the crowd. This is according to the French news agency, which had a journalist on site. The army said on Sunday that 17 people have been arrested on charges including rioting, destruction, and attacking public and private property during the week's protests. The Lebanese Red Cross said it treated 10 people hit by rocks or who were struggling to breathe because of tear gas. Protesters who began demonstrating January 25th say they are angry at pandemic lockdown restrictions that they say are destroying their livelihoods. The EU says UK-Swedish drug firm AstraZeneca will now supply an additional 9 million COVID vaccine doses by March after days of criticism of the bloc's vaccination program. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said it was a step forward, but the 40 million doses now expected are still only about half of what had been hoped amid continuing supply problems. The Commission has battled with both Britain and AstraZeneca this week. Critics condemned it over its threat to put checks on the Northern Ireland border to prevent vaccines produced in the EU from reaching the UK. The border was one of the most difficult problems to overcome in the recently agreed Brexit deal following the UK's departure from the EU. AP is reporting thousands of Hong Kongers have decided to leave their hometowns and move to Britain since Beijing imposed a strict national security law on the Chinese territory last summer. Some are leaving because they fear punishment for supporting the pro-democracy protests that swept the former British colony in 2019. Others say China's encroachment on their way of life and civil liberties has become unbearable, and they want to seek a better future for their children abroad. Most say they don't plan to go back. The moves are expected to increase now that 5 million Hong Kongers are eligible to apply for visas to Britain, allowing them to live, work, and study there and eventually apply to become British citizens. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.